Blog Talk Radio.
Channel here.
Do you have the reception open?
Yeah, I don't know.
What about the joy of the Lord? Can you bring back the joy of the Lord from your heart and share?
Hello, Jamal, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. I'm sorry. I didn't know what was going on. Praise the Lord.
Amen. We just did a brief introduction, and we have callers on the line now, and more will call in. But we just want to hear what's on your heart and what God is saying through you right now. So we just want to listen. Amen.
Well, praise the Lord. Well, thank God for giving me the opportunity. Thank God for allowing y'all to have your heart set on His will and His work. And I thank God as I go into the scripture, I go into the book of Isaiah, the 60th chapter, the first verse. And thank God for allowing the Holy Spirit to have His way. And I say again, thank God for you and Pastor Rebecca, Pastor Anthony. Thank God for the glory that dwells in the both of you. And I thank God for the powerful anointing that He has given the both of you, which y'all are one in Him. And now I start with Isaiah 60, starting at the first verse, and I'll go down through the third verse. And I thank God for the quickening of the Holy Ghost, Father. Allow this word to be brought forth. Arise, shine, for thy light is come. And the glory of the Lord is risen upon thee. For behold, the darkness shall cover the earth, and gross darkness the people. But the Lord shall arise upon thee, and his glory shall be seen upon thee. And the Gentiles shall come to thy light, and kings to the brightness of thy rising. Thank you, King Jesus. Thank you, King Jesus. And as God has given me this opportunity to look into these first three scriptures from the book of Isaiah, He's speaking to His people saying, arise and shine. Meaning arise in Him. Allow Him to arise in you. Shine and go forth in faith in the Father. And allow Him to have His way. Allow Him to present His glory, which is His presence in you, to the dark places of the earth. And as we read these promises, we long for their fulfillment. But we must patiently wait for God's time, and He is in control of history, and He weaves together all our lives into His plan. And we thank you, Father, for allowing us to be a part of this perfect plan. We thank you for allowing us to be a part of the process. We thank you, Father, for allowing us to be a part of the finished works of Christ on the cross of Mount Calvary. And we thank you for your bloodshed that covers us, Father. And we thank you for your word, which is you, Father. And we thank you, Father, for allowing us to know that we shall, each and every day, in the midst of our circumstances, arise and allow you to shine in us. And we go forth in faith in you and allow the work that you have prepared for us to be complete, because you are God, the incomparable one. You are God of the impossible. You are God all by yourself. And, Father, you are not a God of a respected person. The same favor and blessing you gave Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, you give your children now. And we praise you for who you are. You are triumphant, Father. You rule and reign, Father. And you are victorious, Father. And we are conquerors of all things because of you, Jesus Christ, because of your sovereignty. You are our Lord, our sovereign Lord and Savior. And because of your sovereignty, Father, because of your glory, because of your presence in each and every one of us, we have authority because of you. Your sovereignty, Father, is our authority, and we decree and declare in each and every circumstance in our life, we decree and declare the victory, because you are victory, and we have the victory, Father. And right now, Father, I exalt and magnify you for who you are and for what you have prepared for the ones that truly love you. And at this time, Father, I thank you for your word.
arise and shine, and we receive and obey, and we go forth in faith in the Father. And I thank you, Father. I thank you, Father, again for New Creation Christian Ministry. And I thank you, Father, for giving me this opportunity. And I thank you, Father, for releasing your word that will never return to you, Lord, and allow your word to do exactly what you sent it to do, penetrate and pierce the hearts of the ones that you love, Father. Just have your way. Have your way, King Jesus. Have your way.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen, amen. To God be the glory. I feel God, I feel the power of the Holy Ghost right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Arise and shine. To God be the glory, coming from the prophet Isaiah. You brought forth that word, and we thank God that we are reminded. It said, gross darkness will fill the earth, but the glory of the Lord shall be revealed throughout his children. And we thank God as we have the ability to really be light of this world, the salt of this earth, because the word declares that he called us out of darkness into his marvelous light. So now that we are children of light, we can do with those instructions through our brother said, he said, arise and shine. So regardless of the darkness, regardless of what we see in our culture, whether it's television, music, even in the church, there's some things going on in God's church that he is not pleased with. But if it's dark, if it's night, if it's not of God, we still can rise and shine and let people glorify our Father which art in heaven through our lives. The Bible says, let your light so shine that men and women may glorify your Father which art in heaven. So our job, whether we open up our mouths or not, is to become living epistles, and people can tell by our walk. They can tell by our attitude and our response and reaction when things don't go right that we belong to Jesus. So we thank you for that word, my brother. We thank you for that word reminding us, in spite of or regardless of what we may be walking through, we have the ability through the instruction of the prophet Isaiah to arise and shine. So as we pray tonight, I don't know if you're in a dark season or a dark hour. I don't know if you're in dark circumstances. But even in that, you have the ability to glow and to shine. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for your word that readies our hearts and our minds and our spirits on today. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, glory be to God, for your word that came forth. We thank you that our eyes really have not seen, our ears have not heard, nor has it entered into our hearts what you have prepared for us who love you. And the enemy comes to steal, kill, and destroy. He is the creator of darkness in the name of Jesus. He is the creator, Lord, of those things going wrong, those crooked places in our lives. So in the name of Jesus, in the middle of storms and in the middle of dark places, in the middle of those hardships, God, we are able to arise and shine. We can get up. We can get up and stand up and rise up in spite of our circumstances. So we thank you for your word that reminds us we have the ability to shine in spite of dark circumstances in the name of Jesus. So we pray for one another that we might be healed. We pray for one another that we might be delivered. We pray for each other in the name of Jesus that we won't give up. We won't give in. We won't quit on God, because God won't give up on us. In the name of Jesus, he says through his word that all things are going to work together for the good of those who love him and those who have been called according to his purpose. In the name of Jesus, it's not about you, it's not about me, but it's about King Jesus. He is Lord. He is Master. He is Savior. He is Rabbi. He is all things that we need him to be. In the mighty name of Jesus, he is Jehovah. He is Yeshua. He is Yahweh. He is El Shaddai. Oh, we love him in the name of Jesus. Oh, I feel the power of the Holy Ghost right now in the name of Jesus. Excuse me, we've been fasting and praying over at our church, and God has been moving mightily in the midst of his people. We at New Creation have a great expectation. We at New Creation are in a new season. We are in a new opportunity. We are in a new time. We are in a new grace in the name of Jesus. And that's for everybody on this prayer line. Oh, glory be to God. Our first message, we are a new person.
Yes.
We're in a new time.
Yes.
And we are in a new season. You better receive that word, because God has given you grace. God has given you a second chance. God has given you a new opportunity. God has opened the door that no man can shut. And that's why we pray, because the Apostle Paul said, a great door of opportunity has opened for me, but there are many who oppose me. In the name of Jesus, I pray for Brother Jamal and his wife, Gail. I pray for their ministry. I pray for the anointing to increase on their lives as they go forward, declaring the word of the Lord. In the name of Jesus, we pray for their marriage. We pray for their household. We pray for their ministry. In the mighty name of In the mighty name of Jesus, everyone looking this way for healing, everyone looking this way for deliverance, everyone who need God to move mightily in their lives and in their families, Lord, don't disappoint your people, not in this hour. In the name of Jesus, no, you're not going to answer every prayer, but give us the strength. I said, if you don't remove the mountain, he'll give you strength to climb it. If he don't remove the trouble, he'll give you the strength to endure it. If he don't remove the problem, he'll give you the strength in the name of Jesus to solve it. Oh, in the hallelujah anyhow. That got to be your confession. Hallelujah anyhow. In the name of Jesus, when you lose your job, hallelujah anyhow. When the relationship is not strong, hallelujah anyhow. When people are walking away from the church, hallelujah anyhow. When the job and the income and the money is not what it should be, hallelujah anyhow. That is the highest praise that we can offer God. Hallelujah. Oh, in the name of Jesus, Jehoshaphat. What's that? 2 Chronicles chapter 20 or 22. It said, the Lord is good, and his mercy endures forever. And God received that. And they said, hallelujah, anyhow. And God gave them victory over the enemy. They didn't even have to fight the battle. By the time they got to the battlefield, every enemy was slain. Every enemy was killed. Every adversary, every hater was removed by God, because Jehoshaphat and the people of God learn how to praise God in spite of being outnumbered, in spite of being outweaponed, in spite of being overwhelmed by the enemy. They begin to praise God, and God begin to set ambushes. Oh, I wish you hear the Holy Spirit on today. When you praise him in the middle of sickness, God begin to move things. When you praise him in the middle of debt, God begins to move things. When you praise him in the middle of problems, God begins to orchestrate things. When you praise him in the middle of sickness, God begins to move mightily in our lives. So I'm not going to go by what I see, but the just shall live by faith.
Hallelujah.
The word declares that the just shall live by their faith. So I thank God for the word tonight.
Yes, God.
When Jesus was tempted in the wilderness, he defeated the enemy with the word. He declared that it is written three times. It is written three times. It is written. And the Bible says that the devil departed and left Jesus alone for a season. Some of us just need a season of rest. We need a season for the devil to leave us alone. But you got to know that word. And Brother Jamal knows the word.
Yes.
He brought forth Isaiah 60. That is the word. He gave us the word of God, which won't come back void, but will accomplish what God has sent it to do. heaven and earth will pass away, but my word will remain forever. In the beginning was the Word.
Yes, Lord.
And the Word was God. And the Word was with God. Jesus is the Word.
Yes, God. Thank you, Lord.
So I thank God.
Yes, God.
That Word blessed me, Pastor.
Yeah, yeah. Me.
That I can arise.
Just,
I can go forward.
You just don't know.
I can shine.
Hallelujah.
We're not supposed to be looking all sad and downcast and like we, oh, glory. Just sour lemons all over our face. What Pope Francis said, even when you're hurt, smile. Even when it's not working, smile. And something begins to happen when we smile. So I thank God that we can smile instead of frowning. Because he said, arise and shine.
Arise and shine.
That's why we pray.
My God.
Because it got to be supernatural.
Yes.
All
yes.
the things that we're going through, it's not time to smile. It's not time to laugh. It's not time to play. That's why it don't make sense. Faith is not supposed to make sense. This gospel is foolish to the world. They know what we're going through, and we're still smiling. They know what we're walking through, and we're still laughing. They know what we're facing, and we're still got our faith.
Yes, yes, hallelujah.
So that's why we pray every Tuesday night.
Hallelujah.
That's why we come together to strengthen one another.
Hallelujah.
That's why we come together, because the power of prayer, it says they were in the upper room. And something, it said the wind, a strong sound like a rushing wind came in. And they received power, Pastor.
Yes, power, power, my God.
You gave us that word years ago, dunamis, dynamite, power.
Dunamis, yes, yes, yes.
Tario, a root, a shoot.
Springing up
from the ground.
Yeah,
Torio.
Yes, yes.
And when we get our roots, even though the winds blow.
Yes, yes.
Even though the storms may come.
Rooted and grounded, yes.
We'll bend, but we won't break.
Oh, my God.
I almost ran around my house.
Go ahead and run, Pastor.
I said, you might bend, but you will not break. The devil's trying to break us. He's trying to break our faith. He's trying to break our belief in God. He's trying to break us down to nothing again. I don't know about you, but before I went to church, I was sleeping on my mother's floor. I had a home, but I was homeless. She allowed me to come in her house, didn't have an extra bed. I'm sleeping on her hardwood floor. I had shelter, and I woke up one Sunday and said, Mom, I'm going to church. And my life hasn't been the same.
Glory.
I was in a dark place.
Yes.
But I rose up off that floor.
Yes.
And I went to somebody's church.
My God.
And I heard the word of the Lord.
The word of the Lord.
And I began to be reminded that God had a greater purpose for my life.
Yes.
All those bad decisions I was making. All those bad choices I was a part of. All the things that I need to be forgiven for, God allowed me to rise up and go to church, and my life has not been the same. So I thank God as I look at my house today, as I look at my marriage today, as I look at my many second opportunities. This is why we pray, beloved. It doesn't matter how you start. What matters is how you finish.
Yes, yes.
So even at the beginning of this year, you have resolutions, you have goals, you have dreams. Don't worry about how you start, but let's end this year strong. So as my wife continues to pray, as we take a prayer request and praise report later in the broadcast, greater is coming to you. The best is yet to come to you in the name of Jesus.
Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. We praise your name. We magnify your name. God, you are worthy to be praised. There's none like you, Lord. We just thank you, Lord. Hallelujah for this night. We thank you, Lord, for those who have come to press yet again, once again, oh God, to be on this prayer line, God. We thank you, Lord, for your presence, for you being with us here on this prayer line. We love you, Lord. We bless your name. We worship you. We magnify your name. Lord, we thank you for the word. My God, we thank you for the word that's been released on tonight by Minister Jamal and Pastor Anthony. God, we thank you, Lord, for what you are speaking. Even, Father God, that everything is congruent, God, and everything is flowing. Even, Father God, the prophetic utterance that opened this prayer line on today, arise, arise, my God, for the light will shine upon you. The light of the Lord will shine upon you. Arise, for thy light is come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon thee. My God, powerful, powerful word, for behold, the darkness shall cover the earth, and gross darkness the people, but the Lord shall rise upon thee, and his glory shall be seen upon thee. My God, that is, Pastor Anthony, that is confirmation. That is confirmation. I don't know why the Lord had me to ask Minister Jamal to speak when we opened the prayer line today. I didn't know, but as my husband agreed with me and as I heard him speak, as we heard him speak on tonight, God had been dealing with me about that very same thing. God had been speaking to me about his glory. Amen. Hallelujah. God has been speaking prophetically about his glory. He's saying whatever situation may be trying, that may be trying to bring you down, get on up from there. Arise, for God's glory is shining upon you. My God, God is releasing his glory. Although there is gross darkness on the earth realm, God is releasing. I'm telling you, this is confirmation. I'm so excited, Pastor. I am so excited because God spoke this to me earlier. He is releasing his glory in the earth realm, and that the Bible says that in that same scripture, that same text, that God's glory shall be seen upon us. My God, there is yet a remnant. There is yet a remnant. There is yet a remnant that God is revealing his glory through.
Yes.
God told me earlier to tell y'all that you all are glory carriers. You are glory carriers, and God's glory is going to rest upon you in this season. My God, my God. And even though there's so much darkness in the earth, so many people moving away from God,
gross darkness,
God's glory shall be seen. It says it shall be seen upon you. My God, I'm telling you, I want all the glory carriers just to say hallelujah and amen. Hallelujah. We thank God for the obedience. My God, 20 minutes before we came on the call, we asked the brother to come, and he came, and he poured forth from what God put in his belly. And I tell you, it's confirmation. It's prophetic confirmation. Hallelujah. So receive that word. Grab that word. Amen. Eat that word. Meditate on that word. Amen. That God's glory is covering the earth realm. Amen. And that you are carrying that light, that you are, in fact, no matter what the devil will try to show you, you are, in fact, the glory carrier. Amen. So, Father, we praise you. We magnify your name. We thank you for prophetic, Father God, declaration and prophetic confirmation on tonight, God. We thank you, Lord, hallelujah, that you have even allowed us to hear, Father God, that no matter what we're going through, we can be encouraged, God, knowing that you are with us, that you will never leave us, nor will you ever forsake us. But your glory will continue to be revealed through us and upon us, oh God. Let us continue to be the light of the earth. Let us continue to be the light of the world and the salt of the earth. Let us continue, Father God, to possess the land, oh God. Everywhere that our feet shall trod, oh God, we are ready, oh God, to possess the land for you. We will not be defeated, oh God. We are more than conquerors through Christ Jesus. We declare and decree, hallelujah, that no weapon formed against us can prosper. We are the head and not the tail. We are the top and not the bottom. We are above and never beneath. Hallelujah. We are already more than conquerors through Christ Jesus, through the blood, the precious shed blood of Jesus Christ that gives us the victory, that gave us the victory over every adversary, over every adversity, over every enemy, over every hater, in the name of Jesus, over every sickness, over every sin, over Satan himself. We declare and decree, hallelujah, that we are walking in total victory in the name of Jesus, hallelujah, and that there is no weapon, no weapon, no weapon, there is no weapon, no weapon that is formed against us that can prosper. We declare victory over our households. We declare victory over our children. We declare victory over our finances. We declare victory over our marriages. We declare victory, hallelujah, over our ministries. We declare victory over every church, every church, every church that's represented here or tonight. We declare victory in Jesus, hallelujah, hallelujah, victory, victory, victory. We declare victory on tonight in the name of Jesus, hallelujah. We thank you, Lord. We praise you, Lord. We magnify your name. We glorify your name. We make a war cry on tonight, hallelujah, hallelujah, declaring that the walls have to come down, the walls of Jericho that have set themselves up in the lives of your people has to come down. Yes. We march around the walls and we possess the land and we make a war cry on tonight. Hallelujah. Like Pastor Anthony said, hallelujah anyhow. Hallelujah. We will shout hallelujah anyhow. Jehoshaphat and them were victorious because they praised God in the middle of every trial. They praised God in the middle of the warfare. They praised God in the middle of the tribulation. They praised God when all hell was coming against them. They continued to praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Because Jesus declared that the gates of hell will not prevail against his church. So we thank you, Lord, for victory on tonight, God. Hallelujah. We will not back up. We will not back down. We will not backslide. In the name of Jesus, we will not back away from the Most High God. He is our God. He is our Father. He is our Savior, our Lord, King of kings and Lord of lords. Hallelujah. Our Redeemer. Our Redeemer lives in the name of Jesus. He is our glory. Hallelujah. The glory that rests upon us. The glory, hallelujah, that releases the light so that all will look and see and know that we are children of the Most High God. Hallelujah. We praise you, O God. We worship you. We magnify your name. Hallelujah. We rejoice in you, God. And again, I say rejoice. Hallelujah. We rejoice. We wave our hands in the sanctuary on this prayer line. Hallelujah. We open our mouths and give you the fruit of our lips. We give you the sacrifice of praise, oh God, because you are worthy to be praised. No matter what's going on, we will yet praise you, oh God, because you said that there is nothing, hallelujah, that will be impossible for us as long as we continue to believe on you, God. So we trust in you. Some trust in horses and some trust in chariots, Pastor Anthony. But we're going to put all trust in the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We're going to put our trust in the Lord. Hallelujah. We trust in God. Hallelujah. Our God, our Father. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord. And we praise you, O God. We worship you. Hallelujah. We magnify your name. You are worthy. You're worthy. You're worthy. You're worthy. You're worthy. None of nana. You are worthy, God. So we pray, Father God. We intercede on behalf of those who can't pray for themselves, God. We join up with those, Father God, who are submitting prayer requests for you on tonight, God. You said one can chase 1,000, but two can put 10,000 to flight, God. Hallelujah. So we join as a mighty army in this war room, in this prayer room, oh God, in the name of Jesus. And we say, God, we believe. We trust you. We believe you, God. We believe your word. We believe your word. Your word, the immutability of your counsel, the immutability of your character. You said you didn't have no one else that you could swear by, but you swore by yourself. Oh, my God, you swore by yourself, God. My God, hallelujah. So you gave us a double-clad, ironclad promise, oh, God. Hallelujah. You backed up your word with yourself. You backed up your word with your oath, God. And we believe and trust in that, God, in the name of Jesus. So, Lord, we love you tonight. We love you, Lord. We love you. We love you, Lord. We love you. We love you with an everlasting love. We are your children called by your name, your daughters, your sons, and we love you, God, and we praise your name, and we magnify your name, and we exalt your name, God, and we live for you, God. Hallelujah. We give us, we die to our own flesh. And we die to our own desires.
Yes.
And we live for you.
Thank you.
So, Lord, even as we continue with this prayer line, we pray for the United States of America.
Yes.
We pray for the president, God. We pray, hallelujah, for those in Clint, Michigan, oh, God. We pray, oh, God, for those who are suffering around the world. We pray, God, for those who are in bondage and those who are being persecuted for the name of Jesus. We pray, oh, God. Hallelujah, for the homeless and the hopeless on tonight, God, the hurting, oh, God. We pray and we lift our voices and we say, Lord, have mercy. Lord, move in your power, move in your dunamis, move in your exousia, move in your kratos, oh, God. Move on the behalf of your people. Move on the behalf of those who are hurting and who need you on tonight, God. So, Lord, we just thank you for this prayer line and what you're doing, and we give you the glory. Even as we continue to pray, even as we open up the prayer lines, keep those safe who are without power, some who have been impacted by this storm, this blizzard. Oh, God, restore everything that the cankerworm has stolen. We pray for the sick. We pray for Prophetess Williams, Mother Williams on tonight, God. Oh, we intercede for her, God. In the name of Jesus, she is your servant, God. We know that you have her, God. We ask, Father God, that you will release a supernatural healing in the hospital room on tonight. In the name of Jesus, touch her, oh, God. Lay your hands on her. We send your word, God. We send your word and we speak healing. We speak manifesting healing in the name of Jesus. Have your way, God. Have your way. Have your way in Jesus' mighty name. And Lord, we just thank you and we praise you. Hallelujah. Touch Vanita. Touch her and heal her. Thank you for the miracle. Oh,
thank you.
Thank you for the miracles that are being released. We need miracles, God. Miracles with Vanita and Jackie and Mother Williams and miracles. Hallelujah. Aunt Josephine and Uncle Jolie and Uncle Breedlove, I'm sorry. And miracles in the lives of those who are standing in the need of prayer. Miracles with Sister Sean's father and miracles being released, oh, God. The good report. Bring back the good report, God. Give the doctor a good report. Put a good report on the charts and put a good report in the doctor's mouth. And Brother Mingle, and Brother, we thank you for healing him, God. We thank you for Brother Mingle. Touch him, oh God. Touch and restore. And Father God, we thank you, Lord, for what you're doing in his life. And we thank you for the testimony that's coming forth out of his life. Bless his wife and bless his household, God. Bless his children, his grandchildren, God. And Lord, we just thank you and we praise you. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen. To God be the glory for the great things that he is doing in the midst of us in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
We have so many states represented on this prayer line, and we're going to open up the phone lines. but we actually had to cancel our service on Sunday. We had so much snow here in New Jersey.
Yes.
And Pastor and I are fired up tonight.
Yes.
And we thank God, amen, for this prayer line, and thank God for you. So whatever's on your heart, just press one. If you have a need, a prayer concern, a family member, something you need us to lift up before the Lord, I believe there's power in agreement. And God, hallelujah. Jesus sent them out two by two for a reason.
Yes.
The 12 and the 70. Two by two, because there's something about walking in agreement. We're going to take this first caller, but if you press one, we will get to every caller on tonight. Our first caller is coming from the area code of 770. And we thank God for you this evening.
Because of who you are, I give you glory. Because of who you are, I give you praise. Because of who you are, I will lift my voice and say, Lord, I worship you because of who you are. Lord, I worship you because of who you are. Because of who you are, I give you glory. Because of who you are, I give you praise. Because of who you are, I will lift my voice and say, Lord, I worship you because of who you are. Lord, I worship you because of who you are. Jehovah, you're my provider. Jehovah Nisi, you reign in vain in victory. Jehovah Shalom, Prince of Peace, and I worship you because of who you are. Yes, I will. Jehovah Nisi, you reign in victory. Jehovah Shalom, my Prince of Peace, and I worship you because of who you are. Driver,
I'm sorry, everyone. The devil is a liar. I had my song all set up on my computer, and for some reason, the music didn't want to play. And I said, the devil's a liar. I want to sing it anyway, and I don't care how it sounds, even if I had backup. But I just want to give thanks to God. I want to really give thanks and wish him a lot of blessings to Brother Jamal. That was so special, the way he started the prayer line. And Pastor Rebecca and Pastor Anthony, I wish many blessings on you and your family, everyone on this prayer line. I want to thank God for every single person on this prayer line. I want to thank God for his peace in me, what he has given me, that peace and the strength to keep forward and keep pushing forward, because I know at the end I will have my victory. And all I could say is that never give up, because at the end of that road, you will have your victory. And I want to thank God so much for loving me, for giving me what he has given me, for bringing me into this life, for the life he has given me and the good life he's getting ready to give me. So thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Many blessings to everyone. And Miss Williams, Joyce Williams, I would like, you know, to pray for her, for you to say a prayer for her and her family, because I'm pretty sure they're going through a rough time right now. And I just want to thank God so much from the bottom of my heart. I found a new church that is allowing me to praise even higher than I was praising before. And I thank you, Lord, for that. Thank you, Jesus, so much for opening doors for me, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. I love you so much. Hallelujah.
And we thank God, even as you have transitioned into a new church home, that you feel the presence of the Lord and your spirit is even more freed up and more liberated. And we want that to continue, because when you draw near to God, God will draw near to you.
Yes.
So, Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for her personal relationship with you, even through song and ministry of music, God, in the name of Jesus, even with the adversity of the technology not flowing. Thank you for her voice, Lord, even carrying the song in the name of Jesus. We thank you, even as you talk about Williams and Father God, we pray right now for the Cooper family and Alicia and Anthony and their siblings, Lord.
Yes.
Move mightily in deaconess, Father God, prophetess, minister,
Vice,
Lord, in the name of Jesus. Yes. Lord, you know what she stands in the need of. She needs a miracle. And God, you are a miracle working God. And we send your word right to Jersey City, New Jersey. Send your word, that she might be healed. And we pray on this prayer line for her.
Yes.
No, glory be to God. Life and death is in the power of our tongue. So we speak life. We speak life. We speak life in the name of Jesus. And touch this Maria, God, in the name of Jesus. You know what she stands in the need of. You know what she has pending. Of our heart in the name of Jesus, concerning her son, concerning her finances, concerning her family, concerning her future. Move in her life, Lord. We thank you that the joy of the Lord is ever her strength. In the mighty name of Jesus, even as she professes tonight, attitude of gratitude. You brought her from a mighty long way. If it had not been for the Lord,
For the Lord, where would I be, Jesus? Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Everything is not perfect, but she's serving a perfect God.
Yes.
In the name of
Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In the name of Jesus.
Thank you.
Lord, thank you.
Carmen and Sister Miriam and Brother Jamal, those who she can lean on, those who she can, Father God, network with and gain strength from. Thank you for giving her godly friends and godly people.
Thank you, Jesus.
In her life. In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus, Lord. Thank you.
Thank you. Let her connect with the right people in this new church.
Yes,
let her, Lord, her place, Lord, even if it's ministry or just being poured into for a season, sitting and learning, drinking up your word, Lord, in the name of Jesus.
Name
so we know
Jesus,
that Father shall be greater. So that you're ordering her steps through your word, God.
Jesus, thank you, Lord.
So bless her household. Bless her.
Thank you.
In the name of Jesus, you know how
much thank you, Jesus.
God. So, Lord, we pray.
I worship you, Lord Jesus. Thank you. Thank you,
what
Jesus.
I did, that you would give her, Father God, the things that she needs. You said, God,
thank
you, supply
Jesus.
All my needs according to your riches and
Christ. Thank you.
So, Lord, whether it's healing, whether it's money, whether it's whatever.
Jesus, hallelujah, Lord Jesus. I worship you, Lord.
God, in
Jesus'
mighty name, we say amen
and
amen.
Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you both. God bless you both. I had another song to sing, but I decided to change it, and something just went wrong. But thank you, Jesus. I still have that song in my heart, dear Lord. Thank you, Lord, for your blessings. Thank you, Jesus. Amen.
Yes. Amen. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
That song was. We hear the music. We heard the music.
Another song.
Oh, you had another
song? I had another song, but it just didn't hit me. This was more than what you guys were talking about, so I'm going to change it. And I just changed it at the last minute, and YouTube started messing up. So I tried, but God knows my heart.
Yes, well, it was beautiful. You know, God says give him the sacrifice of praise, that we shall always open our mouths and be ready to bring forth praise unto him. Amen. And that's what you did. And God is well pleased with your praise. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
He is well
pleased. Thank you.
Your And even as Pastor Emmy was speaking, I saw God directing you to different people, different people that are going to connect
Lord.
To you in this season. Hallelujah.
Yes.
God said, be careful not to entertain, to entertain strangers, because you never know if you're entertaining angels unawares. Amen.
Oh,
there's some people
Jesus.
Who have strategically placed in your life that are going to be a blessing to you and your son for this season that you're in your life. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
But I hear God saying, continue to press, continue
yes,
to press forward.
Yes,
that song, just like you went through all of the obstacles, God is saying, continue to press forth, continue
Thank
to
you,
press,
Jesus.
Continue to press. Hallelujah.
Yes,
because
yes. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you.
You're moving away from the old and you're moving into the new.
Yes,
my God.
Lord, thank you.
A repositioning. Oh, my God.
Oh, yes,
there's,
Jesus. Thank you. Hallelujah,
thank
Lord. Thank you.
Not just with your church, but even with different areas of your life. I see
thank
a divine
you, Jesus.
Positioning taking place. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And
Hallelujah.
Your praise. Your praise is going to be so important for this
yes,
next
Jesus.
Season that
Thank
God
you,
has you. Amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you.
For you, and we thank God for the praise that's always on your lips and your obedience to God to hear the unction. Again, prophetically bringing forth the music to
yes,
this
Lord.
Praise. Amen.
Thank
the
you,
obedience.
Jesus.
And say, God, okay, I didn't prepare for that, but yes, I will obey. And
yes,
that's what God
Jesus,
is
thank you.
Us. He said, I'm shifting you from your plan to mine.
Yes,
he says, I'm shifting you from your plan.
Yes.
Transitioning
yes,
you
yes,
from.
Lord, thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you.
The best is well, your.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank
Amen.
You, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah. And even though you're talking to me right now, Pastor Rebecca, I keep hearing you in and out, but the devil's a liar, and I do receive that in Jesus' name. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. Praise God. Praise God. Amen. 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 You receive it. Amen. To God be the glory. Amen.
To God be all the glory.
You. He's shifting you. He's shifting you from your plan to his. Amen. Because there's things that God wants to manifest during this season in
yes,
your
Jesus.
Life.
Thank you.
Amen. So he is changing plans. He is changing your plan. Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
And
thank you.
It's in the obedience. Your
yes.
blessing is in your obedience to God.
Thank you,
and
Jesus.
What God is saying in your life for this season. Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Jesus, hallelujah.
God bless you. Amen. God bless you.
God bless you. God bless you. God bless both of you. Love you both.
Amen. We love you. God bless you. Amen. Praise God. Amen. We're going to take another caller. Area code 813. God bless you.
God bless you, Pastors Anthony and Pastor Rebecca. This is Miriam. I was debating as to push the button at number one or not, but I feel like Satan was holding me from asking for prayer. Once again, I continue to ask for prayer for the unity of my family. I know that the victory is God's, and he's already done it, but sometimes, you know, I just hold back from asking for prayer, and I think that right now I need the family to come together. I'm talking about the family of God in prayer for my family, because there's a lot of contentions going on. As always, Satan attacks me, you know, by means of my children. And on top of that, my my granddaughter has to go to court tomorrow because she's got a restraining order against a girl that she actually they were living in an apartment, and my granddaughter had to move out because the girl was very threatening to her and actually threw things at her. So tomorrow she has to go to court on that restraining order. I'm asking for prayer. Satan is trying to attack me, but I know that God has always, well, I'm going to stand from a place of victory because God has already had the victory. So that's what I wanted to say.
Amen. And we are so glad that you listened to this, the presence of the Holy Spirit that told you to press one. And we just want to touch and agree with your prayers because the enemy is cunning. And I had a situation today where I'm still taking treatments and I sometimes get this pins and needles sensation in my hands and feet. And the enemy tried to convince me not to ask for prayer. But as soon as my wife prayed for me earlier, I was at work and my hands wasn't working right. She prayed and immediately my hands started feeling better. And I told her, as you can get your prayer, my hands started feeling better. So I'm glad you obeyed because I believe that as we pray tonight,
yes,
God is going to move in your family and even before that court situation tomorrow. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for this, Mary, even as she obeyed your voice by calling this prayer line. We thank you for the love and the support and the concern that's on this line on a weekly basis. We really do care for one another. So, God, in the name of Jesus, concerning her family that she loves, the children that she birthed, the grandchildren that she so cared for, in the name of Jesus, move, Father God, as only you can in the midst of her family. Lord, you know the enemy is the author of confusion, author of this. And right now we bind him up because your word will bind to earth, will be bound in heaven. And we bind up that death. Use even family members to come against us in the name of Jesus. So we pray, Lord, for the love that she knows they can have. We pray, Lord, in the name of Jesus, that they will hand their hearts and their lives and their lives over to you, Jesus. And we thank you, Lord, in a large way. Salvation will reach the grandchildren, all of the children.
Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Because to those who love you, to the third and fourth generation, you will bless her. So, Lord, we know she has a rich heritage. We know, Lord, in the name of Jesus, that she already has imparted something supernatural in her bloodline. So, look, enemy, nobody mad but the devil. And the enemy's trying to tell her not to call tonight. We going to silence him. We want to silence the enemy through thoughts. We defeat thoughts with words. I said we defeat thoughts with words, not with thoughts, but with words. So, Lord, give her the words to say when those thoughts try to come. Give her the words of your words to speak to the devil and bind him up. As she says, she knows the voice of the enemy, but she knows the voice of God better. So we pray for Sister Miriam. She's winning souls and loving our church, and her grandchildren are asking about prayer services. So she sees your hand, God, in the name of Jesus, moving in her family. Pray that it's spread like a wildfire.
Thank you, Jesus.
We pray that it's spread like a wildfire on her sons and her daughters, on her grandchildren, whether other states, whether they live in other countries. We pray, Lord, that she is your child, God, and she loves you, God, with all her heart, her mind, her soul, her strength. And we
pray
even for her family. In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
In that legal situation, court situation.
Yes, God.
Move. Yes. You say you turn the heart of the king. Give her granddaughter favor, Lord, in this situation.
Yes, God.
Amen. Thank you.
Amen. Hallelujah. We praise you, God.
Thank you. Hallelujah.
Worship you, Lord. And we just thank you for Sister Miriam. Thank you for her life. Thank you for moving in her life, God. And we ask, Father God, that you would give her peace. God, that you would give her a peace that surpasses all understanding. God, that you will put a hedge of protection around her, Lord, so that the arrows of the enemy cannot penetrate, oh God, her armor, even as she walks in you, God. We thank you for victory, oh God, even as she says she's standing from a place of victory. So we thank you for victory. Lord. And we touch and agree with her on tonight that she has victory over every situation that's trying to come against her and trying to come against her family. Lord, we speak unity over her family. We speak unity. We pull the family members. We call them in, God. We pull them in one by one. And name by name, oh God, you have already spoken a word over her life that her family members would be saved, oh God, that they would be walking with you. You have already let your glory rest upon her, oh God, and your light is shining forth from our dear sister Miriam. So we thank you, Lord, hallelujah, that her light will be the very thing that draws her family to you, oh God, and that they will not be against the light, but they will come towards the light, oh God.
Amen.
So Lord,
praise you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Oh God, that the enemy cannot penetrate the light, nor can he dispel the light that you have given her, oh God, because you are the light, and we carry forth you in our bellies. We are glory carriers, God. So I thank you that she's carrying forth your glory, and even as you were persecuted sometimes, too, will be persecuted. But you have already given her the victory, God, and she is standing. She is standing in the gap for her family. Lord, we thank you. We declare victory. Oh, my God. We declare victory over her life. And we declare victory over the lives of her children. And we declare victory over the lives of her grandchildren. In the name of Jesus, keep pushing. Push the button. Push the button of prayer. God says, ask. Seek, knock, seek, knock, and it will be given unto you. Keep pushing, keep praying until something happens.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
God says it's already happened in the supernatural realm. You just have to persist in the natural. You have to persist in the natural because it will manifest. It will come off.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let not your heart be troubled. God says, relax and trust in me. Rest in me.
Lord, I trust you, God.
Have faith in me. It's already done. It's already done. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you for healing her emotions. Thank you for deliverance in the area of her emotions. That
thank
he will be able to continue to pursue, continue to go forth. And none of these things will hurt her. None of these things will penetrate. In Jesus' name we pray.
Thank
I thank you for touching her heart and touching her heart and healing her in that area, God. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you.
Thank
Hallelujah.
You.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, God.
We thank God. And as you go forward tomorrow with your granddaughter, we believe God's favor is going to follow you in that courtroom. Amen?
Yes.
Amen. Amen. Yes. Thank you so much. God bless
thank
you
God.
All. Thank you for the prayer line once again. May the Lord's blessing be with you always. And I just look forward to Tuesday nights. Thank you.
Amen.
Well, thank God. We thank God for you being a part of the intercessory prayer line, the intercessory prayer team here. We thank God for you.
Amen. We praise God for you.
Amen.
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 What a blessing.
Amen.
a little more time, and if you want to call with a prayer request, praise report, this is the last Tuesday in this month, and we thank God, amen, for all of you. Again, we didn't have services on Sunday, but we thank God for this Tuesday night prayer line. Just press one on your phone, and we will get to every caller tonight. But, Pastor, it's amazing that the spirit of discouragement, the devil continues to try to come and intimidate God's children.
Mm-hmm.
But as you alluded to earlier, we are Abraham's seed.
Yeah.
God swore by himself, gave Abraham a promise, and we are the seed of the children of Abraham. The promises of Abraham is on our lives. So we shouldn't worry. We shouldn't fret. We got to rest in this season.
Yeah.
So that's why we pray. Because without prayer, we will lean on our carnal and our natural minds. But prayer, we give it to God. We cast that heaviness to God.
Yeah.
That's why the Bible says lay down the weight and sin that so easily besets us, because so many things in life are so weighty, we have to give it to God. So again, if you have a prayer request, we will wait for you. If not, we're going to move forward. But do you have anything else, Pastor? Because this
yeah,
is amazing.
Yeah.
God is moving.
As a matter of fact, I wanted to speak to Minister Jamal and Gail, Sister Gail and Brother Jamal. If they are available, they would just press 1 and let me know it's okay to open their line. Amen. If you guys would just press 1 if you could have, and I will open your line. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Praise God. God bless you.
God bless you.
Amen. It's God good. Bless you.
It's good to hear you too. Hey, listen,
amen.
I looked you all up on Facebook last week, and as you know, I invited you to be my friend, and I showed Minister Jamal your pictures of the two of you, and I was just so blessed to see you. You look like you're one, and you got so much joy, and the glory is all over you. I was just blessed just to see your pictures, so I just wanted to share that with you.
Amen. I was so blessed to get that friend request on last week, and I didn't say anything. I normally just take the friend request, and I don't say anything because everybody doesn't want to talk, but I was so blessed, and I did go and look at some of your pictures, and I showed Pastor Uh-oh. Your picture and Brother Jamal's picture, and, you know, even as we were praying on tonight, you know, even as you guys were praying on tonight, there is something God wants to release this word to you and your husband. There's something very special that God is doing in the lives of you and your husband, of you and Minister Jamal. And you know, so often we call him Minister Jamal, and you see us go back and forth with Minister Jamal and Brother Jamal. But even as we look at his picture, Brother Jamal, even as we look at your picture, the glory of the Lord is resting upon you, sir. The Lord is resting upon you. You are, you both of you look like God's people, and God's hand is resting heavily upon you, and I could just feel the glory just coming through my computer. I don't know who you are. Pastor and I have wondered, you've been with us, Sister Gail, you just got with us, Jamal, you've been with us for a minute, but we've always known that God's hand was resting heavily upon Jamal and Gail. Now that we've met you, we know that God's hand is resting heavily upon you. And the two of you have been through much. There's much that you've been through. But God has brought you to through preparation to another season of preparation where there's going to be a great release into destiny. He's brought you through preparation, through the wilderness, through the desert, through persecution, through even I even see ostracized and talked about. And he's brought you through those tough times to bring you to yet another season of preparation. But this season, I said before, even before I even saw you guys, that this season is different. It's the same but different. That God is yet preparing you for greater. He's yet preparing you for destiny. And even as I ask you on tonight, Jamal, to begin to come forth and open us in prayer, God is saying, be ever ready, because there is a there is a moving towards, there's a shifting of attention in your direction. There's a shifting of attention in your direction. Hallelujah. Where God's getting ready, I sense that God is getting ready to pull you out, my God. But he's not pulling you out as one. He's pulling you out as two. God's getting ready to use you both mightily. He's getting ready to use you both mightily. You guys are somebody in God. You're somebody in the Lord, and God has brought you together. He brought you together for such a time as this. Hallelujah. So everything that you've been through, all of this, your whole lives have been preparation for where God is taking you to. Everything that you've been through, and nations will come. God will allow you to minister to nations. In other words, it's international what God is getting ready to do through the both of you. Amen. So get ready and stay ready, says the Lord. Hallelujah. God says, I have not changed my mind, and I'm just flowing right now, but God says, I have not changed my mind about what I spoke to both of you even before I brought you together. God says, I have not changed my mind about what I have spoken and what I have destined for you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So continue to walk by faith. Do not allow your eyes to guide you during this season, your natural eye. God says, continue to allow your spiritual eyes to guide you during this season as you continue to walk by faith and not by sight. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. And there's a blessing. There's a generational blessing upon you, upon your lives and upon your children's lives and upon the lives of your grandchildren. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. There is a blessing. Hallelujah. That's why there has been some warfare. Hallelujah. But you will not even be defeated. The generations will not be defeated, says the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. So I just need to release that word. My God. And then that word, okay, Jamal, I want to bring this back to you. Amen. That word that you released from Isaiah 60, God says for Isaiah 60 verses 1 through 3, that word is for you, sir. That word is for you. Hallelujah. The glory of the Lord has risen upon you, and the glory of the Lord shall be seen through you. It shall be seen upon you. Hallelujah. God's light is resting upon you and your wife, because the two of you are one. And because of your obedience and your faithfulness to this line, you don't know us. You don't know us, but because you have come under and because of your obedience and faithfulness to this line, because God has allowed you to be faithful with what has begun, what belongs to another man. Because you've been faithful over what has been another man's. God says he's going to put you over much. He's going to put you over much in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So I just wanted to release that word out of obedience for both of you. You're a beautiful, anointed couple. You're a powerful couple. And your eyes have not seen nor have your ears heard what God has for you. You guys are, oh, my God. Oh, my God. I look at you, and you guys remind me so much of myself and my husband. Amen.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Kindred spirit. Praise the Lord.
Yes. Amen. So get ready. As T.D. Bishop Jakes would say, get ready.
Hey, get ready.
Hallelujah.
Yes. Thank you so much. God bless you.
God bless you.
That was a lot to take in, praise the Lord. We'll have to meditate on that tonight.
Amen. And it's recorded. That post on my page, all you got to do is press the play button, you know, because I step out boldly when God tells me to say something. So it is recorded, and you can just go back and listen. And the spirit of prophecy is also in your house. The spirit of prophecy is also in your house. Amen.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jesus. We rejoice as we receive. We take it to the faith bank, Father. We thank you, Jesus. We thank you, Jesus.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. So, Father, we thank you for this couple. We thank you for what you're doing in their lives, God. We thank you for the preparation that you've already taken them through and what they're walking through right now as you continue to prepare them for their destiny as an anointed couple in the kingdom of God. Lord, we thank you for, Father God, what rests upon them, that your glory rests upon this couple, God. And, Lord, we speak a special blessing over their marriage, over their ministry, over their family, God, over their finances, God. And we just thank you, Lord, hallelujah, that they are pressing forward, God, to continue to move forward, God, with a yes in their mouths and a yes in their loins, oh God, that they will go, that they will do what you called them to do, oh God. So, Lord, continue to manifest your glory in their marriage. Continue to manifest your glory in their individual lives. Continue to manifest your glory in their lives as parents, as grandparents, and their children and their grandchildren. Lord, we thank you for the generational blessing that's in their, that's over their family, and we thank you for what you are yet to reveal, my God, in and through them. And Lord, we just put a hedge of protection around them, and we declare and decree that their marriage is blessed and that their marriage will prevail every attack of the enemy. And we bind them here right now in the name of Jesus. And we speak, Father God, a threefold cord that cannot be broken. In Jesus' mighty name we pray that destiny shall be fulfilled in this couple, that kingdom destiny shall be fulfilled in this couple. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. So God bless you guys. We love you, Pastor Anthony, and I love you both. And we thank God for you, and we thank God for the divine connection.
Amen. We love you too. Bless you.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Jamal, brother, minister. I don't know what to call you because you're something. Amen.
Praise the Lord. Thank God for the fresh anointing. Thank God for the fire. Thank God for the rhema being released. His word. Straight
Jesus.
From the throne. Thank you, Father. Thank you,
Father.
Oh, Jesus.
Amen.
They open their mouth and you feel with your rhema. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, our heart.
I'm going to finish right here. I'm going to start right here because God's bringing you, he's bringing you out of the shadows. Oh, my God. He's bringing you out of obscurity. Yeah. He said, they will know what to call him. My God. They will know. Amen. Because I'm bringing him up and I'm bringing him out. So I'm going to leave it right there in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Woo. We love you, Lord. We love you guys. God bless you.
God bless y'all also. We love y'all too. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you.
Amen. 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 Well, we have 12 minutes. God is moving mightily on his prayer line. I'm sorry.
We don't have to go up at 9.
Okay, if we have another request, we will. If not, we're going to close out with a song. Pastor said, well, God has spoken. We don't have to drag it out. Before we go, I'm going to pray for my mother. Today is my brother's birthday. I just remember, Pastor, I just heard what Jamal said. He said, you feel it. They open their mouth, Lord, and you feel it. And I want to say I receive that in the name of Jesus. Amen. Because that is my prayer, that I will open my mouth and that God will seal it. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. With Holy Ghost boldness, with accuracy of the prophetic. Amen. Today is my brother's birthday. My only biological brother. I had two brothers, Danny Thomas and Gary Thomas. Danny Thomas went on to be with the Lord at a very early age, but Gary Larry grew into a powerful man of God. He stepped up to the plate. He was a brother, father, friend, protector. My God, he's been so much. He spent 23 years in the Navy, came out as a captain, chief. Chief, and we are praising God for Gary, Chief Gary Thomas. Amen. He will always be a chief. Amen. Chief Gary, we thank God for him. Today is his birthday.
Yeah.
He's under me. I'll be 55 this year, and he just turned 53. Okay, so he just turned 53. Always thought he was my daddy, my father. I love him. I thank God for him keeping me out of trouble so many times. So I want to say happy birthday to Gary if he's listening. And Mother May Thomas, I love my mother. I miss you, Mom.
Yes.
And I'm getting to Florida this year. We will be there. We're going on that cruise. We are excited about coming for the family reunion cruise. I might have to get there sooner because I miss you so much, Mommy. And I'm really looking forward to seeing you. And I'm just so happy to have you as my mother. So proud to have Mother May Thomas as my mother. So I'm going to pray for these. We're going to lift up a prayer. Father God, we thank you and we praise you. We magnify your name. We thank you for a mother named Thomas,
yes.
My mother, God, our mother. We thank you for her life. We thank you for what you're doing in her life, God. Continue, God, to bless her. Lord, thank you for giving her peace. God, thank you, Father God, for moving mightily in her life. Thank you for your hand upon her life, God. Lord, thank you, Father God, for blessing her. Mom, the Lord says to you, because you've been so faithful all throughout the years, because you were faithful in raising your children, because you stayed when so many wanted to quit, because you persevered, because you worked day and night. God says your latter days will be greater. God is saying he's satisfying you with long life, with a blessed life.
Yes.
God is speaking healing over your body in the name of Jesus, and God is speaking peace in your household, and God says you are a woman whose prayers are answered. Mom, God is saying continue to come to me in prayer, and as you come to me in prayer, God says I hear your prayers, and I will continue to bless you. God says I will continue to bless your children.
Yes.
Mommy, you are proud of your children, but God wants you to know today, Mother, that it's because of you that your children are blessed. Oh, my God. Those same generational blessings that he spoke over Jamal and Gail, he said he's speaking those same blessings over your life. God is saying you have put a blessing upon your children.
Yes.
Because of your faithfulness, because of your walk, because of your labor, because of your prayers,
yes.
Because of your tears, because of your sacrifice, God says your children are blessed, and that your children have risen up to call you blessed. God is saying, Mother May Thomas, that you are a Proverbs 31 woman. You are a Proverbs 31 woman, where it says that your children shall raise up and call you blessed, and your husband also. And I know that my father, before he left here, called you blessed. I know that he called you blessed, and he honored you in his last days as he was saved as his wife. So God says, delight yourself, even as you call, answer the phone and say, praise the Lord. God says, I have healed you. I have delivered you. I have kept you so that you can eat from the table that I have prepared before you. God says, I'm keeping you and I'm blessing you. And your last days, these last 25 years, will be more blessed than the 70 that you've already lived. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. 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 So, Lord, I thank you for my mother. Thank you for blessing her. Thank you for her life. Thank you for her health. Thank you for the joy that you've given her, God. Continue to fill her up in Jesus' mighty name, God. And I pray for my brother Gary. I pray for his household. I pray for his life. I pray for his family. Bless him, his wife, his son that you've given him, as you allowed them to adopt that little boy and give him a family and give him a home and giving him everything that he could ever want. Lord, I thank you for blessing my brother with his son, a little G. I thank you for blessing him with his wife. Continue to bless their marriage. Continue to move mightily in their home. Continue, Lord, to bring them all together. And, the Lord, give them more joy than they ever known, God. In Jesus' mighty name, bless this Lori, God. Bless her household. Bless her family. Bless her children. Thank you for the praise report for Isaiah. Thank you for the praise report for Elijah as he's stepping up to the ministry, the dance ministry in our church. Continue to use that family. I release blessings over their whole family. We release blessings over their whole family in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Lord, we thank you for Sister Carmen. We thank you for her life.
Yes.
Lord, we thank you for her life. We thank you for her life, God. We thank you for what you're doing in her life. Thank you for her husband. Bless her marriage, God. Bless her, bless, oh God, her finances. Bless Sister Lori's finances. Bless Sister Carmen's finances. Bless, oh God, hallelujah, the finances of every person on this line. Release money into these households, oh God. Release money, money, money. Money being released, oh God, into these hands, oh God. Bless Sister Carmen, bless her grandchildren, bless her great-grand, bless her children, oh God. Bless Sister Yvette, bless Brother Mingle, Ricky, and Father God, hallelujah, hallelujah.
Kevin.
And Kevin, oh God, and Kevin Jr., and Father God, just bless, let the blessings overflow, God. Let the blessings overflow on Sister Carmen. Let the blessings overflow over every household on this line. Let the blessings overwhelm us, oh God. We've been faithful. We've been persevering, God. And you said you are a rewarder of those who diligently seek you, oh God. So we receive your blessings. We receive your blessings, oh God. We receive your peace. We receive your joy. We receive it. Bless Sister Jay, oh God. Oh God, bless Jessica. Oh, bless her, God. Even as she stepped up to the dance ministry in the church, God, the worship and praise dance ministry, God, bless her. Even as she comes forth to minister and dance with Brother Elijah on this upcoming weekend, oh God. Lord, give them courage, give them fire, give them anointing like never before. And Lord, we just thank you and we praise you for what you're doing on this prayer line. In Jesus' mighty name, bless New Creation Christian Ministries. Lord, we break every chain. We demolish every stronghold that's trying to come against that church, that local assembly. We demolish, we touch and agree with everybody on this prayer line. And we demolish every stronghold that's trying to come against New Creation Christian Ministries. We declare your glory is in that house. We declare your rhema, a Shekinah glory, your rhema word is being released in the house. We declare, oh God, that souls are being saved, lives are being changed, hearts are being healed. Oh, so Lord, continue to have your way. Use my husband and myself mightily to your glory. Bring our sons and daughters from the north, the south, the east, and the west. I feel God. I feel God. I feel you, Lord. I feel your glory. I feel your glory. Release your glory on this prayer line. Release your glory. We pray for Sister Rita right now. Oh, oh. We pray for Sister Rita right now in the name of Jesus. We speak over her life. We speak over her family. We speak over her marriage. We speak over her children. We speak over her grandchildren. We speak victory over her life as she's been faithful, as she's been faithful even in Virginia sending her time, as she's been faithful as she went home to New Mexico. Lord, bless her with the job. Bless her with the apartment. Bless her with, oh, glory, everything that she needs. Bless her and bless her indeed, oh, God. And we thank you for a supernatural release of your Shekinah glory over her life, over the life of every person under the sound of my voice, those who called in and those who didn't. Touch Brother DeJuan. Bring him in. Bring him in, God. We don't know what's going on. We rebuke the devourer. We rebuke Satan. We rebuke Satan. And we say, release him.
Release him.
In Jesus' name. We break every chain. We loose every power of the devil off of Brother DeJuan's life. We loose him right now. We break every captivity. We set him free. We don't know what's going on, but we touch him and we loose him tonight. We go into the realm. We go into the supernatural realm. We go into the supernatural realm and we loose him tonight.
Yes.
In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Amen and amen. So God bless y'all. Amen. My God. My God, I'm fired up, y'all. I'm fired up. I'm charged. I'm charged up tonight. Amen. I feel the fire of the Lord on this prayer line. We feel the fire of the Lord on this prayer line. Wherever you are, whatever you ask God for, God's going to release it. All you got to do is open your mouth right now. Open your mouth right now. And God's going to release whatever you ask for. Come on. Oh, by faith, open your mouth. We can't hear you. You got to open it in your own atmosphere. Come on. Because I believe what's in this atmosphere is being released throughout this prayer line. It's being released to every household. Amen. Hallelujah. So open your mouth and ask God for you, for what you need. God's getting ready to meet you. God's going to meet you right there. And you're going to come back in next week and the next 3 weeks and give us a praise report that God met you when you opened your mouth in his Shekinah glory, God's glory. It came prophetically when we started this prayer line that the glory of the Lord would be revealed, that the glory of the Lord would rest upon us, that it would rise upon us, and that it would be revealed upon us. And God's Shekinah glory is on this prayer line. And all you have to do is open your mouth by faith and ask God for what you need. Amen. And we touch and agree right now, God. Yeah, that's it. That's it. Yes. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. None of my koshelity came out. And we touch and agree right now, God, with your people as they open their mouths by faith and ask you for what they need. And, Lord, we thank you for manifesting. For the manifested receiving of what they have asked for. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen and amen. Amen. So God bless y'all. God bless you all. We're going to go from this place, never from his presence. Go in peace. Keep believing. And so God.
This
amen.
Keeps me
we
going.
Move it on.
Those days when I feel like giving up.
I believe
the storm will soon be over. I believe the rain will go away. Make it through it. Oh.
I want you to already see yourself out of the storm. The clouds will move. It's time for you to smile again. Come on, Sean.
I believe my family will get better. I believe God will provide.
God's already pre-approved you for it. Come on, Zaccardi.
I believe
that my God is a healer. Yes, he is. And I believe that I will survive.
That if any two of us shall agree on anything on earth, that God will do it for us in heaven. And I know sometimes life has a way of knocking you down to the point where you can't even pray for yourself. But today I want to agree with you that it's getting ready to get better. And right now we are giving your problem an expiration date, and we're saying it's over. That you've been crying long enough, that you've been worried long enough, that you've been struggling long enough. And I believe that God's gonna do it for you.
About your future.